You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Thursday, the 18th day of September of 2025. Very mild start again here in North Central Wisconsin, live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Right now, fair sky, 65 degrees as the sun is rising, getting ready for another day above normal in terms of temperatures. We'll get you the details on our area forecast coming up, but good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, I got some bad news as I woke up this morning because every other Thursday we're expected to be joined by the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. And I had so many interesting things to talk about here this morning. But unfortunately, Nancy is a bit under the weather. And number one, we want her to feel better. But we'll have her back in 2 weeks again on Thursdays. But again, it's
feel better, Nancy.
Absolutely, we want her to feel better, and there's a lot of reasons not to feel so good. I mean, coming up this morning, something I was going to talk about with Nancy is last night when we, of course, were here from 6 to 8 p.m. doing the big high school sports show.
That's right.
But then at the end of the show, went home and I found out that the ABC television network pulled Jimmy Kimmel off the air because of some pressure from conservatives, including within the government, concerning some comments he made concerning Charlie Kirk. And it's another, I mean, it is fascism at its worst right now. It is not a situation where there's equal in terms of responsibility in front of the microphone. It's if you believe one way, you can say anything you want. If you believe another way, if you say something, we're going to have people coming after you. And you see that here in Central Wisconsin with folks paging through social media trying to get city council members removed and others removed enough. And we're going to talk about this coming up starting in our next segment because there's plenty I have to say. In fact, I was in bed, I woke up in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, my mind started wandering again to what I wanted to talk about this morning here on the program, and we're going to do that coming up in the next segment. Also coming up later in the program, so now we got so much time to delve into issues because without Nancy being here, which is not a good thing, but we're going to try to make some lemonade out of lemons here this morning.
Absolutely. And
coming up later in the program, we will have our number for the day quiz with Ian, as he is, what, 2 for 3 this week? He's already clinched.
2 for 3. I got a passing week already.
Passing, great. So now we're going to try for a winning week here with a correct answer today. The last 2 days were Robert Redford-related questions. I think odds are, I don't know what the number will be, but I don't think it'll be a third day in a row of Robert Redford. But who knows? Maybe. We'll see.
You never know.
We'll do that later on as well. Want to remind people that tonight starts a busy 2 days of high school football action here on 98.9 WXCO. As tonight, I will be heading to Mosinee as the Wausau East Lumberjacks will kick off the football weekend taking on Mosinee. So East at Mosinee. You can hear all the action live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. And then, of course, tomorrow night we have a pair of games when it comes to high school football. I'll be at Tom Field tomorrow night as the Wausau West Warriors will be taking on the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. We will have coverage live on 98.9 WXCO, online, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, again, starting at 6:35. And finally, Tom Weaver will be with the Newman Catholic Cardinals. A big game for the Cardinals in the Central Wisconsin 8. Newman 3-1 overall, 2-1 in the conference, takes on Marion Tigerton, who is 3-1 overall and 3-0 in the conference. And Tom Weaver will have that one starting with the pregame show at 6:40, live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. Again, the Sports 2 stream of those two sites, WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. And that game will also air on tape delay tomorrow night following the Wausau West Wisconsin Rapids game. Mm-hmm. And also wanted to let people know again, because last week, of course, we were talking. Actually, was it this week? I lose all sense of time right now. Actually, it was Monday, I believe, that we talked about this. Home, I'm Darling, the WCT, Wausau yes. Community Theater production, gets underway tonight. So I had heard that last report that the Sunday show had already been sold out. So that means tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night, they have performances at 7 p.m. at the UWSP at Wausau Black Box Theater. So if you are in, again, small venue, very intimate venue, you're right on the action. So if you are interested, go to the WCT Facebook page. You can get a link for information to get those tickets. You don't want to go and then find out, doggone it, the show is sold out. Yep. So
get your tickets early.
Yep, absolutely.
And break away to the cast and crew.
I know it. And you don't have to worry about that, because you got your performances with Center Stage are at the Grand, and that's huge. So many people can fill into the Grand.
That's going to be a big show.
It will be, and we're going to talk more about that next week with a guest early on next week, so we'll look forward to that. So, again, lots going on, whether it's high school football, whether it's theatrical performances. So much to keep us busy here in North Central Wisconsin.
Indeed.
Coming up on 7 o'clock, we'll have an information update, news, weather, and sports coming up. And then more with Pat Kreitlow, and then Ian and I will be back coming up at 7:22.
Mm-hmm.
It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 7:22. Partly cloudy skies, 65 degrees here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes and Ian Welsh. WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. We were supposed to have Nancy Stenzel with us, but Nancy a bit under the weather here this morning, so hopefully she'll be feeling better. She'll be back with us in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to take these two segments that we were going to have Nancy in this hour, and I want to talk a little bit about where we are as a country in terms of some very disturbing things that are going on. And to start off with, I could not have put it any better than in a newsletter that I receive. And I've done this before, where a man that I greatly respect is a baseball writer, but also somebody that's very smart when it comes to news and politics, Craig Calcaterra. He's got a newsletter called Cup of Coffee. And I get it every day. And he does have free Thursdays, so you can actually get his free newsletter today. Cup of Coffee with Craig Calcaterra. And he put it, I think, exceptionally well. I'm going to quote him here. And again, this is straight from Craig Calcaterra. This regime has done objectively worse things since coming to power. And this is the Jimmy Kimmel news about Jimmy Kimmel being removed from the airwaves by ABC last night for an indefinite period of time. This regime has done objectively worse things since coming to power. Its lawlessness already has a considerable body count. But it's hard to imagine an act it could take that is more contemptuous of American values. The government identified a voice it did not like. It threatened ABC with reprisals if it did not silence that voice, and so that's what it did. It's one of the most shameful governmental acts in our nation's history. Not for whom it harmed. Jimmy Kimmel will be all right. But for what it represents. I mean, you could not find a more textbook case of state censorship than that. It's a flagrant and arrogant attack on the most central and fundamental right in the American experience. He continues, and I was actually just as disturbed by the actions of the American Broadcasting Company last night. And he goes into that direction as well. He says, it's an act, of course, that could have been stopped if there was anyone at ABC with a spine or a conscience. Or if there was even a bare majority of people in Congress who at least pretended to honor and fulfill their oaths of office. The country is under attack from the Trump regime, but it's the cowardice of the men and women in positions of authority within our government and our most important civic institutions which has made Trump's attacks successful. One day Trump will be dead and his psychotic reign will be over. But the abject failure of our lawmakers, the media, law firms, universities, and businesses to do even the bare minimum to help defend the American experiment is something from which it will take a very long time to recover.
Wow.
This is, again, an action where the President of the United States and people in his government are threatening human beings, citizens, businesses with reprisal if they don't toe the party line. That is the definition of fascism. We had, I think it was yesterday or the day before, Trump was having a Q&A on the White House lawn as he was getting ready to fly off to Great Britain. Must have been 2 days ago. And he got asked a question he didn't like.
Okay.
He was asked questions about the amount of money he's making as president of the United States, where he is basically, he is using his position to get richer and richer and richer. And he didn't like that. And he basically told the reporter that we can, that he was an ABC reporter. He said, ABC has already paid us $16 million. We can come after you next.
Oh boy.
He said that. And yet, this kind of stuff just keeps getting rolled under. No great outrage. I mean, the media, and I've got to say, we are part of the media. The media covered Joe Biden being old a lot more tough than they are the major constitutional norms that are being flushed down the toilet by Donald J. Trump.
That is true.
And it's not just Trump and his governmental allies, it's the people that now are trying to make everybody think exactly like they do, these right-wingers. Mm-hmm. And it's right here in central Wisconsin. They are combing, I'm sure they're combing my social media, they're combing other social media, looking for ways to get rid of people that don't agree the way they do. Trying to get city councilmen to resign because of social media postings. Getting people fired from their jobs for social media postings. You talk about cancel culture, which they railed against for years.
Right.
That's all they're doing right now. And then there is the idea that if there are these rules that you shouldn't talk about certain things in a certain way, well, it should be on both sides of the street. It's not. If you think the same way that Trump and the other people that are combing through everybody's social media postings right now think, then you can say anything you want. And I've got almost a handful of examples that show the hypocrisy of it, which I'm going to talk about coming up in the next segment. Because I do believe there is a responsibility when you have a microphone, that the freedom of speech is just that. There is also, you can be held responsible for your speech as well.
Right.
So you can't say anything without fear of having some sort of bad thing happen, like losing your job. Mm-hmm. But you would think it would be fair, and it's not being fair right now. And we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. The time is almost 7:30. We'll have the farm report, weather update, and then back to Pat Kreitlow for more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 7:52 here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am sad today. I am sad about where this country is, where kneeling down to Donald Trump seems to be the default move for major network business in this country. And the latest was Jimmy Kimmel being suspended by ABC because Brendan Carr, the chairperson of the Federal Communications Commission, went on a far right-wing podcast yesterday and threatened to go after Disney and ABC because of what he considered out-of-line comments from Jimmy Kimmel on his program during the monologue on Monday. And ABC went into emergency meetings and decided, well, we have a big merger coming up involving the NFL Network. And we can't be getting Trump's administration mad where they might be able to throw a monkey wrench in it. So they threw Jimmy Kimmel out into the cold. Seven-word statement that Jimmy Kimmel's show will be put on hiatus indefinitely. And I said in the last segment at the end, freedom of speech is not freedom from consequence. That if you say something, your employers could be upset. Others could be upset. That could cause troubles. That there's not a freedom of consequence. Things that I say, I can say I have freedom of speech. Well, no. I mean, I do. But at the same time, the consequences of what I say are not necessarily meaning that I will have permanent access to this microphone. The thing that is also upsetting in this situation is how it appears to be a one-way street for consequences. Mm-hmm. That the right coming after anybody who steps out of line and Trump's administration doing the un-American thing of basically throwing their weight around in this circumstance just for one side. We have had three different Fox News situations where comments, I would argue, are much, much, much worse and much, much more appropriate of getting some sort of consequence have been just rolled under the rug. Just last week, Brian Kilmeade, one of the co-hosts of Fox News' morning show, had a comment concerning a discussion about a fatal stabbing that occurred in North Carolina. The man accused of killing a woman reportedly suffers from mental illness and was living in a homeless shelter at the time. During the conversation, a co-host said that unhoused people who refuse treatment for mental illness should be locked up in jail, to which Kilmeade replied, they should be subjected to involuntary lethal injection. And just to make sure people knew what he meant, he said, just kill him. Just kill him. After a number of days, he came back with a mealy-mouth apology, and nothing will happen to Brian Kilmeade. In the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's death, Fox News primetime host Jesse Waters said that there should be vengeance and retribution for Charlie Kirk's death and to prepare for war.
Oh, dear.
Is that the kind of balanced commentary that we are hearing from so many folks about how you shouldn't say anything concerning the record of comments that have been made by Charlie Kirk in his lifetime? But is anything happening to Jesse Waters for calling for civil war and vengeance and retribution? No, not at all. And then there's the late night host Greg Gutfeld. This past summer, a few months ago, Greg Gutfeld suggested that conservatives should reclaim the word Nazi, comparing it to how some black people have reclaimed the N-word. That he thinks that conservatives should wrap their arms around the term Nazi, let people know they are Nazis, and then brazenly say, well, black people have reclaimed the N-word. What happened to Greg Gutfeld? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, there were condemnations, but nothing ultimately happened. But now we have conservatives just peeling over every comment made on social media or on the airwaves, looking for anything that could be used to have them canceled immediately. And the same people that talked about freedom of speech, about all the speech that came either close to the line or even went over the line of hatred, but that's freedom of speech. You can't have people's speech taken away. We're seeing it one-sided. First, it was Stephen Colbert being pushed aside. Now it's Jimmy Kimmel. Anybody that says anything that doesn't toe the line of dear leader Donald Trump is in danger of having their jobs taken away and even more. And Trump, just this week, again, threatened an ABC newsman that they'll be coming after him because of questions Donald Trump doesn't like.
These are very dangerous times we live in right now.
So people, wake up. If Trump just gets away with it, he's going to keep doing it. Over and over again.
That's right.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, I will be joining Pat Kreitlow in just a few minutes, and then we'll be back at 8:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. The time is 8:22. It is 65 degrees under partly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, it is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. A quick note that if you don't have that Civic Media app yet, you better get it, because tomorrow is the final day for Free Ticket Friday. Yep, the final Free Ticket Friday. The Brewers heading towards the end of the regular season. They are heading to the playoffs, but tickets will be very hard to find the rest of the way. And next, it'll be part of the final homestand. You'll be able to win free tickets. And during Pat Kreitlow's show, during Jane Matinere's show, during Tom Hartman, during Todd Alba, during Maggie Dawn, even during Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. There's chances to win with Free Ticket Friday. And the final Free Ticket Friday is coming up tomorrow. And then next week, very excited that another contest is coming up. It's another Text to Win contest.
Nice.
With some great prizes, including, again, a chance to go to Green Bay and see the National Football League in action with Green Bay. And we'll have more details on that. But that's starting coming up next week. Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest starting on Monday of next week, going through October the 3rd. And we're very happy to have it be sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming of Wittenberg. And they are jumping on board to help us out with that. So, again, we'll have a keyword during the course of the day and a chance for you to get a prime seating at Green Bay to see the Green and Gold in action coming up. So, again, lots of good stuff. So make sure you're with us tomorrow for the final Free Ticket Friday.
Yep.
And then Monday, make sure you're tuned in during the course of the morning, afternoon, and then even early evening to have your chance to win your Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, a wide contest as well.
So make sure you get that Civic Media app as well, because it is absolutely free.
It will be free. It's always free. It's real simple. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then you'll have all the Civic Media radio stations at your fingertips.
Not just us. It's all stations.
All of them. And, of course, you have a chance, like tomorrow night, if you want to catch the Newman Cardinal football game in live, you have to have that app for the Sports 2 stream. You can also go to WXCO.FM as well, but Sports 2 stream both on WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app. So, again, really great opportunities for you to be able to catch us wherever you happen to be and also win as well.
You can listen to the game while you're making dinner.
There you go. So, makes you feel better. I've been venting this morning. I got to stop always doing that, but there are times you have to. Sometimes you have to get to the top of the mountain. Get to the top of the mountain and scream as loud as you can to try to make things change. And I think we do need some significant change with the way things are going. But there's still a lot of reasons to be optimistic about things, and there's still a lot of things to bring joy into one's life. Mm. As we mentioned earlier, the start of the new show at the Grand Theater, not at the Grand Theater, at the UWSP at Wausau campus, a chance to see the latest Wausau Community Theater production as they open up tonight at 7 o'clock, Home I'm Darling by Laura Wade. We talked to cast members earlier this week. So, again, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night at 7 p.m. Sunday's matinee has already been sold out, so no tickets for that. So get there to see that show at the Black Box, intimate setting over at UWSP at Wausau. And take
advantage. Really a cool experience.
Exactly right. Are you confident about your production that opens next weekend? Again, it's Center Stage Show Choir at the Grand Theater.
Uh-huh.
The 60s Invasion Music. What's the title for the event?
The official title is Hits from Across the Atlantic.
There you go. You ready?
Feeling really good about it.
You said tonight yesterday, don't want to peak too early.
Yeah. That's the important thing. We had our first official run through on Tuesday, and tonight is our last rehearsal at the Center Stage building before we move into the Grand Theater on Sunday. So it's nice tonight to really, you know, finalize and get things settled in, because then we can keep building as we get to the Grand Theater during Tech Week.
It's a free show, right?
Absolutely
free. I mean, that is so amazing.
Although donations are greatly appreciated.
But we'll have more about that with performers next week as well here on the program. But let's wrap it up with the number for the day quiz.
Yeah.
And speaking of productions that are coming to Central Wisconsin soon, in about 4 weeks or so, less than a month, and I think you have tickets, the Addams Family Musical is coming to the Grand Theater.
Super excited for that one.
And today is the anniversary of when the Addams Family TV series premiered on ABC.
Oh.
And your number for the day is, what year on September the 18th did the Addams Family television show premiere on the ABC television network?
What year? Okay.
Your choices are 1964, 1967, 1970. So 64, 67, or 70. Well, Addams Family's been around a long time.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You're 2 for 3 this week, so you already got a 64? Passing grade, but today you can get a winning week by getting today right.
64, a 67, or 70. Okay, I'm going to say, just to go on my gut here, I'm going to say 1967. 67 is my final answer.
The Addams Family premiered on ABC on September the 18th of 1964.
Ooh. But darn it, was the smallest.
All right, well, 2 for 4. Still have a chance for a winning week tomorrow. Hey, tonight, Wausau East at Mosinee in high school football, 6:35 airtime. Hope you can join us for that. And Ian, we will see you tomorrow.
Yep. Have a good day, Jen. Take care, everybody. Happy Thursday.
We'll talk Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklick tomorrow morning, plus number for the day quiz and a whole bunch more. More of Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.